This is Vision View Sports Radio.
Jenny Van Dyk is on the phone line with us to talk to us about her exceptional career thus far as a coach in the spaces of netball. I've wanted to have this conversation for a very long time. Yeah. I haven't had the honor, but here we go.
Like you're shaking right now.
April is the month that's giving good gifts. Coach, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good evening, you guys.
Thank you so much for making time, Coach. You could have been doing other things like winning, but you chose to be with us this morning.
You paused the winning for us.
You know, just you paused.
There's nothing to win at the moment. You found it a good time.
Levels. There's nothing to win.
We love to hear that, Coach. We love to hear that. Listen, thank you again for coming on with us. We really appreciate it. First and foremost, congratulations are in order. Coach of the Year at the first ever Gauteng Women in Sports Awards. That was something that you've achieved. You also won 4 in a row in the Telkom Netball Challenge. And then it's also the good work that you're doing as well for the SPA Netballs in the Tri-Nations that wrapped up not too long ago. You're right. There's nothing right now for you to win, Coach, but I think winning just kind of encapsulates everything that you've managed to achieve thus far. Maybe we'll start with the most recent of those things that I just mentioned, the SPA Netball Tri-Nations, which wrapped up. Your thoughts, how the competition went, and what did that mean to you?
Yes, I think it went well. That with the President's 12 team, the focus is slightly different. So when I had the conversation with Netball South Africa, the first thing they actually told me was, listen, yeah, this can't just be about winning with this team. You need to understand that there's a few other boxes that you need to tick as well. So we had a good discussion there. And, you know, I understood that this is obviously an important team. In more so this time to prepare the other teams than to really have the focus on ourselves. So, yes, I really enjoyed it. We did well. And, we really enjoyed every moment, I must say.
Can I just take you forward, Coach? Firstly, Tanaka, can we have a round of applause? I mean, we have a winner
here.
Listen.
Of course. Let's do the round of applause.
Yes.
There we go.
Big congratulations, Coach. I mean, let's just talk about the emphasis that is now going to go into all the squads just preparing for the Netball World Cup that will be staged in 2023 out in Cape Town. I mean, how important is it to make sure that the foundation is rightly laid?
Yes, it is important. I think, you know, everybody's quite excited that we're hosting the Netball World Cup, but we also need to remember that there's also a Commonwealth just around the corner. That is also an important competition that we want to do well in. And I think, you know, it's really important that we start changing the mindset of our players to understand that we don't have to stand back for everybody. I'm not saying it's going to be easy to play against everybody, but we don't have to stand back. And I think that's the one thing that Norma and Plummer actually taught the girls in the process while she was busy with the team. So, yes, it is important. I think everybody is quite excited. And seeing the baby Proteas play against us and preparing for the World Cup, which obviously is not taking place anymore, was quite hot and aching. But I think, you know, even with that squad there, you've got so many young players coming through the system. And there's so many new products that's happening soon, which is so exciting for netball.
Coach, we celebrate you as one of the great coaches of our time. I mean, in terms of all the things that you've managed to achieve, tell us about what it takes to go 4-for-4 in the Telkom Netball League, to do everything that you've done, and to keep doing it on a consistent basis. What makes you so good at getting the best out of the girls that you train?
Well, I think the first word that you mentioned there was the consistency. You can't just, if you want consistent wins, you need to train consistently. You need to perform consistently. So that word consistency is quite a big word within our group and within between my players. And the second thing is discipline. You know, I always tell the girls, you know, discipline, motivation is great and use it when you have it, because motivation is more of a feeling. So, but emotions are also not that consistent. So you can't go by it for an entire year. It will drop you when you least expect it. But discipline, if you're constantly disciplined and you do exactly what you have to do, you only need to be better than that team for that hour that you're up against them. You don't need to be better on paper, but for that day, you need to be at your best. And if you have that discipline to back you, that is where the real magic happens.
When you're the Tux netball coach and the head of Tux netball, for a girl child at that particular age to not stop dreaming, but also to focus a bit or balance it out with school as well as netball, let's talk about that influential role that you then play in this girl child's life.
Yes, I think, you know, it's been a tough year and a half. And even how all the new metrics that came into university have not even played a match yet, even though they have started training. And we're hoping that, you can see with the universities that started a while back, for the physical classes, the ones that did have, you can see a slight spike in the numbers of infections at the moment. So if we can just hold on a little bit longer and just make sure that we keep that under control, then there'll be quite a lot of different competitions for them to participate in. And I think it's been frustrating for them, and it's quite difficult to keep them positive and to help them to continue to play. But they also just want to play netball. So they are hanging in there. But yes, it's important. I think, you know, and there's so many more opportunities. And I can see what Netball South Africa is busy trying to accomplish is to make sure that the same seven players don't play in every competition, which I'm a great fan of. I don't want the same seven players. I want every seven players that plays for a team to have more than enough opportunities during the year to play so that they don't have to play on every single level just to be competitive and just to get that match time. And that's, I think, what NSA is really trying to get done. And they've also, they have this new Twizza Club Champs that's going to be on a regional, provincial, and then national level. And there's also another semi-professional league that they're busy rolling out for next year. So that's all exciting stuff. So I think there's more opportunities for them for the future already.
Coach, netball has evolved in the times in which you've been involved with it. I mean, there were times where there were no sponsors in certain competitions, and now there are major sponsors backing those competitions. You mentioned Tweezer, we can talk Telkom and beyond, and all the great work that's being done by all the corporates who have seen women's sport and decided to shine a light on it. Just your thoughts on where we're at as a sport, and netball in particular, and how it's been for you seeing its growth and its development over the years.
Yes, I think with the Telkom Netball League that's going to run for its eighth year, first was Brutal Fruit and then became the Telkom Netball League. I mean, Brutal Fruit was the first one to say, you know what, let's take hands, let's make this work. And they laid the foundation, and then Telkom took over, and they've just been brilliant. And I think, you know, I've noticed that a lot of men, they would watch rugby. As soon as the netball start, they would go over to the netball, not just because we are wearing short dresses and they're in such good shape, but because it's such a challenge straight throughout the match, because there's a 1-1 point ratio the whole time. It becomes a more competitive game, and that's obviously what we're trying to achieve. We want all those competitive games so that people are hooked to the screens and want to watch netball all the time. And that's something important for us to create. And yes, so I've seen many, many rugby fanatics convert to netball fanatics as well, and maybe even more netball than rugby. So, you know, the sponsors out there, Puma has been great. Spar has been awesome on all the different levels. And they've just helped us to grow the sport so much. I've looked back after this 3 week. I mean, 3 weeks for a President's 12 team in camp, it's a massive amount of money that goes into something like that. And for us to have that opportunity, we were just so grateful. And I hope there's more to come. I want to see our players get paid to play netball and to train netball. So then you'll even see a better result at the end of the day.
It's honestly impressive strides that netball is making, especially in South Africa. Let's talk about now, what will it take for the Spar Proteas to be that number one ranked netball team in the world? Came pretty close in the 2019 World Cup with coming in fourth position in the overall standings. But what will it take for the Spar Proteas to be number one, to be the team that everybody wants to beat right at the top?
Well, look, let me tell you, the University of Pretoria actually sent me over to the World Cup for me to learn and for me to get gain the experience of netball on that level. And it was such a great honor and privilege to sit there and watch our girls perform so well and actually get into that position. So it was such a fantastic achievement. And I think we're already in a step in the right direction. We've got a national league running. Obviously, we want that league to run for 6 months of the year, and it should be the only league you have to play in because there's just not enough time to play anything else. And that we didn't get to quite yet. So we first need that league to be a consistent league throughout the year with players to obviously get paid. But even if they don't get paid full salaries, just getting that started and off the ground and over the weekends, then that would be great. And we've grown so much, and you can already see the difference in the level of play. Maybe last year wasn't the best reflection because nobody had that much time to train. But this year, I mean, they moved the Telkom Eco League to September, October. So we still have quite a lot of time to get our teams ready and to have a decent training phase before we move into competition, which we're looking forward to. So that first, that competitiveness, really playing many, many matches. And secondly, I think, you know, six of our players are already playing overseas. And that's fantastic. Already playing against the best. The more you play against the best, the more you understand that you can't, you don't have to stand back for them, and you're just as good. So I think that plan is already in process. The issue becomes the next in line. So you'll see that obviously a few of them will maybe play in another World Cup, but there's many of them that I think might actually stop playing after the next World Cup. So having that next in line is quite important, and giving them international exposure as well.
Coach, thank you so much for talking to us and answering all our questions. It almost feels like a Monday because I've been motivated for the week.
Oh, right? Yippee, I'm
ready to go on now and be consistent in everything that you said. You know what I mean? Yeah, and do big things for myself. Before we let you go, though, Coach, we've got a game that we would like to play with you. Not too difficult. Okay. It's probably one of the easier games you'll play.
She's a winner, so...
Yeah, I expect nothing. And to be honest, Coach, there is no benchmark. So really, you're playing against yourself. You are setting the bar for us by way of what you achieve in this game. So we're going to put together a 30-second timer, yeah? And all you have to do is name as many sports as possible. That's it. You're the first.
My husband just told me the other night, you know, you don't care for any other sport. All you care for is netball. I said, yes, I leave all my competition only for netball. I don't want to watch any other sport.
And you know what? We're not even upset at that. We are not even mad at that, Coach. In this case, we appreciate it. But for the sake of this game, geez, you're in for something. There's going to be 30 seconds of torture for you, Coach, then. So the 30-second timer is up. As many sports as you can, and we'll keep count on this side.
Okay, we've got, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here's the timer going now.
Netball, softball, squash. We've got, can you see what I did? Yeah, I started with the netball. Okay, and then obviously we've got rugby, football, we've got tennis, we've got wrestling, taekwondo, table tennis, or normal, did I say normal tennis? I don't even know. Cricket, mm-hmm. We've got, athletics, we've got, I'm going to the Olympic sports, which I don't know. That's all gymnastics.
That's it, Coach?
Gymnastics.
That's your 30 seconds. That's all we have time for.
Let's gymnastics speak. Got so many rounds.
It did. Gymnastics
so
was...
for five.
Our auditor was doing the numbers as you were going along there, Coach. What do we have, Paco?
So we have 12 spotting codes that Coach Jenny van Dijk was able to name, starting with netball, of course.
Of course.
Right at the core.
First and foremost. The foundation of everything is netball. Listen, Coach, congratulations. We didn't know if we were going to be saying, I mean, there's no winners and losers in this case, but you won. You are.
Thank you.
Just by virtue of who you are, a winner. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on, Coach. We really do appreciate your time and wish you all the best. What's coming up next? I mean, just give us a bit of a schedule in terms of the next weeks and months for you.
And we've got a Gauteng InterVarsity League that needs to kick off now. We've got all the Gauteng InterVarsities and technical universities that will take part. And obviously the normal Twizza Club Champs and the normal 20 League. So that's actually a little bit of less action, trying to get some work done and get some funds in. So doing a few clinics and courses as well.
Brilliant stuff, Coach. Yeah, all the best in everything you're pursuing. And I will touch base with you soon.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to chat to a bunch of winners.
Coach Jenny van Dijk there on the phone line with us, talking to us about all her success that she's had in the netball space.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.